Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
I'm pulling down my eyelids 2 at a time. I swear it's just my sinuses, I'll be fine. A mini-sode and it's only a Monday. Tell me I'm alive. Yeah, 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 yeah!
Once again, the word that I replaced with mini-sode was different syllables, so it didn't work very well. But thank you to friend of the podcast, Nina, for that suggestion.
It was a good song. We were honestly listening to it. It was fun.
It's a very good song.
Yeah. Who's it by?
The Regrets.
The Regrets?
But it's spelled like...
The Ragrats?
No. The Regrets is like a female regret. You know how it's a dude and dudette?
Oh, E-T-T-E.
Yeah, so it's E-T-T-E-S.
Mm, yeah, 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 the feminine regrets.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The feminine regrets.
That's our band.
That's just
but it's
our...
spelled regular.
That's our... I keep wanting to say manera de ser. That's our state of being. That's how you say it.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally get that.
Not live in a Spanish-speaking country for 6 years and then still have certain phrases. It's like, you don't know how to say this.
Yeah.
Still.
Every time you speak Spanish, I have the intense urge to just like pretend like I understood you. But it's, I because I don't understand you, it like the joke doesn't even come across. welcome to your minisode. This is minisode 58.
Wow, wow.
Wow. I remember my 58th birthday.
Oh my gosh, it was Rager. Talk about the female regrets.
No, this guy.
That whole party
was a feminine regret. God, I don't even want to talk about it. This guy went crazy.
True.
I'm pointing to Ian.
She's pointing at Jared.
Yeah, Jared's over there. Okay, Jared and Meredith are reunited. My dad called me the other day and he was like, "What's this about? You guys have different pet names for each other?" And I was like, "It's like, what do you mean?" And he's like he calls you Meredith or something. And I was like, "Oh, so you don't listen to my podcast." So I guess he just like listened to the last minisode and he was like, "That's so funny you guys call each other fun names." And I was like, that is fully not what was happening at all.
I love having a pet name for someone that's just a fully regular a normal name.
I know, but my roommate and I, we've been joking that we're going to start calling each other Murphy because we're obsessed with Murphy beds, but just the name Murphy is funny.
Yeah.
That even hasn't even started, but it's like that. It's stupid.
Well, Meredith, you ready to get started?
Yes, Jared. Jared, I am. Jared.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your minisode. My name is Jared, and I'm a mini gleek.
Hey, you guys. My name is Meredith. I'm a mini gleek too.
The real Meredith and Jared are getting pissed about this. Shut up. We don't care. We don't care. Back in your room.
And no, that doesn't mean you get to be Ian and Lena. Don't.
Are you kidding?
Stop.
Me? No.
Okay, listen.
Don't make us get the spray bottle again.
For real. I'm getting sick and tired of your bullcrap. Welcome to your minisode. Do we have anything to wax on about before we start?
I mean, as always, merch in our link.
Yeah.
Go get that. Mm-hmm. As always, we're in the midst of talking about the Glee Project. If you want to watch it along with us, the links to watch it are on our subreddit, r/recovering.
Allegedly, they're there.
Allegedly. And they're allegedly also on our Discord under the general tab under pinned comments.
Mm-hmm. You should also just go join our subreddit and our Discord because they're fun.
Because they're a party.
They're a party. People are always talking about Quinn Fabre on the Discord.
True.
Sometimes I'm up late at night and I just refresh it. I just refresh it. It's so fun. Oh my gosh. Anyway, there we go. Let's get started. Okay, you guys, last minisode. I know it's been on the tip of your tongue. I don't freaking
tip
know.
Of your brains.
The tip of your brains. You've been wondering what's going on with Dia. She sent us a message, y'all.
All right, so this is from Dia, our first ever voicemailer way back in like October of 2020. No, November of 2020.
Yeah, November.
Way back in November 2020.
Because it was election day.
Here she is again, letting us know what she's up to. Hello, LPC, Ian, and the friend of the podcast who asked about me. Jesus. First of all, I almost spilled coffee all over my English essay because the conversation which was had on chicken chewing gum. Thankfully, I didn't. Otherwise, I would not have hesitated to sue Recovering Gleek, even though some people may argue that working on an essay, drinking coffee, and listening to the podcast at the same time is a bit much even for a professional multitasker such as myself. I actually have amazing news. I got into my first college and into the program that I wanted, which is computer science engineering and a specialization in artificial engineering and machine learning. I have been telling all my friends and family this, and this podcast definitely counts as that. Also, I have now gone from COVID positive frowny face to COVID negative smiley face. So, Lena, I'm now with you in the COVID fighting squad. I would also like to take this opportunity to talk about my friend who is exactly like Matthew, JK, I mean Michael, obsessed with math. He does math for at least 7 to 8 hours a day and has confessed to being attracted to it. So yeah, apparently finding math sexy is a thing. He actually asked someone out by saying, "You remind me of integrals." How can a person remind someone of calculus? IDK. And obviously, they said no. He always says that his sexuality is math sexual. And he says this unironically, so I'm actually a little concerned. But this just goes to show that there are people out there who would find Matthew relatable. Anyway, thank you so much for thinking about me and giving me comfort during these stressful times. I hope you guys are happy and having tons of fun in New York. The last question I would like to ask is, I literally forgot what this voice sounded like. Are you guys gay or something? Lots of love and consensual forehead kisses, Dia.
Oh my gosh!
Dia, congratulations on getting into your first choice college. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. That's such good news to hear. And I genuinely, it fills my heart with joy and love to feel like I'm even like glimpsing at her path, you know what I mean? At anyone's, well, truly anyone's path, but Dia's path, I feel a very strong connection to her.
Frankly, I was afraid to ask last minute.
I know, because what if she's not listening?
If she doesn't reach out to us, I don't know
how. I'm going
to
cry.
How I move on from
no,
that.
No, really, I got that email and I said, thank you. No, seriously, honestly, so proud of you. So proud of you for so many things. So glad you don't have COVID anymore. It's such a good feeling when you have COVID and then you don't have COVID. Do you know what I mean? You don't know what I mean
because you've never had COVID,
but it's very fun. And you know what? We've gotten a lot of messages from people this week about how they're like, maybe you guys were a little harsh about the math thing. And listen, you guys, I was one of those kids who had one personality trait. I only had theater. You know what I mean? I was theater sexual.
We're not kink shaming any math sexuals in the audience. We just find it's funny that it's the only personality trait these editors let him have.
I know, literally.
Yeah. But man, you know, if you just wanna have some special alone time with a consenting adult who reminds you of integrals,
that's
your business and good for you.
Totally. Integrals. I couldn't even tell you what an integral was.
I don't remember either. A function of which a given function is the derivative. That didn't help at all. Cool. Well, you know,
pretty sexy.
You remind me of a function of which a given function is the derivative.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I couldn't even like make a joke back. Like, that's how little I know about math. The joke that I say to people is, I don't do math. I'm too pretty. You know what I mean? So I'll be like at, you know, the store and they're like, okay, we need 30 cents in change back. And I'm like, why I'm working at the store in this scenario.
Good joke. Quick backstory.
No, for real. Every time I've worked at a store, I've been very grateful for like, A, not paying in cash. What are you doing? And B, when the cash register says, give back 30 cents, but then you have to sit there and you have to pull out a quarter and you have to pull out a nickel or a dime. I don't remember which one. It's a nickel. But for the story, I didn't know. You know what I mean? Pressure's on.
Yeah.
That's how little I know about math.
Sure.
All that being said, Dia, so proud of you, for real. Congrats on all of your endeavors. I really like, my heart is beaming at this email. I love getting,
have a great time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. College is fun.
Keep in touch.
Also, college sucks.
You are truly a part of this podcast. Frankly, we've talked about you enough.
I know. Oh, we love you. Okay. Up next, we have a message from Katie.
to Ina and Leon. Hello, beautiful people. I'm Katie, and I'm from England. International listener. Woo!
International listener!
A lot of people seem to discover you from TikTok, and I'm embarrassed to say that's not the case with me. Me, being 20 years old at the time, decided to watch Glee for the first time, and let me just tell you, I was obsessed. Wasn't expecting it to be as funny as it was going into it, but obviously the first two seasons were just comedy gold. Anyway, I discovered your podcast because I had recently finished Glee but needed more. I constantly watch people's top 100 Glee songs on YouTube, and still do. I looked up Glee on podcast on Spotify, and there you were. I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did, but you two are just so funny together and seem like such amazing people and said everything I was thinking about the episodes, so I obviously stayed for that. Ian, I need to say, even though this was so long ago, I actually died at your Halloween kiss on our foreheads and just screaming like one of my favorite bits you've ever done, I swear. Anyway, I'm sorry this isn't about the Glee project. I've caught up on your episodes about the actual show and I'm now moving on to the minisodes. I just needed to let you know how much I appreciate your podcast and how happy it made me over these interesting times. To sum it up, you guys mean so much to me, and I know that's stupid because I don't know you, but I'm so happy I discovered the podcast. Lena, you seem like the sweetest person ever. I see you as the color yellow, just warm and bright. And Ian, you seem like a light blue to me. Can't explain that one, but that's how I view you. But now I'm thinking, what colors do you see the main cast as? Going to end this dissertation now. I love you guys. Forehead kisses for you and all of the listeners. Mwah, mwah. P.S. I wrote this drunk, so I hope it makes sense. P.P.S. I know you both hate the rain in Spain, but it's my 11th most listened to Glee song at 81 listens. Actually, so embarrassing, but you know what? I don't care. Katie.
I love that. I love, love, love that.
Why? What is that song? What hold does it have over you?
It's got a good beat.
Hurricanes hardly happen. Dang, good for you.
I love that. I also love getting messages from people who are very clearly drunk because I can tell. You know what I mean? Like the vibes are fun.
Katie, we love you too. Thank you so much for reaching out to us. Do you want to talk about what color we see the Glee cast as?
Yeah, totally. Okay. What do we think Rachel is? Okay. Let's say it at the same time.
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. And you just have to go and then you have to explain it. Okay.
Or no explanation maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Red.
Loving her was red. Next character.
Finn.
Okay.
One, two, three, blue. Oh, my God.
Okay. Next character.
Okay. Kurt.
One, two, three, yellow. Pink.
Oh, okay.
My brain said green and my mouth said pink. Mm. I guess we'll stick. I feel like pink is like maybe homophobic.
What are you, like, gay? What is he, gay?
What is he, gay? I just feel like it's very stereotypical. I meant green, but we'll move on.
Okay. let's do Tina Cohen Chang.
Okay. One, two, three,
indigo. Purple.
Okay. Good. Those are the same vibe.
Are they?
They're the same color.
They're not?
They're next to each other on the rainbow. That's the same.
Okay, who's next?
Do you ever think about how blue's on the rainbow twice? I think about this all the time. I'm like, what makes you so important that like red only gets one, but we get freaking blue and indigo? That's just blue in the shadows.
Yeah, bae.
Dang.
Yeah, in Roy G. Biv, it's bae.
They needed another vowel in there, frankly. They're like, Roy G. Shoot, put indigo in there.
Indigo. I guess I haven't thought about it.
I think about
that
it
really rocks my world. And you said, why are you there twice?
Like, what makes you so special? Anyways, next character.
Let's do Quinn.
Okay.
One, two, three, blue. Yellow.
Okay. Mm. Turquoise was my second pick, so we're close. Because she's got the whole ice queen thing.
Oh, yellow.
Yeah, I don't know.
For ice?
No, for turquoise is my second pick because
Got it. What was yellow from?
I don't know.
No
I
just, explanation.
I see her as yellow. Her aura
Jesus
is yellow.
Blonde.
Have you ever seen, you have, Baby Mama?
Of course.
Oh my gosh, one of my favorite bits from that movie is when Tina Fey is meeting Amy Poehler and Amy Poehler is like, I'm really, I just like really trust you. I can really read people's auras and you have a very clear, like good aura about you.
It's like a
and Tina Fey is like, oh, what does my aura look like? What color is my aura? And Amy Poehler just sits there and looks out the window, and there's a sunset happening. She goes, oh, like a...
She goes, like sunset.
Like sunset, like a big sunset energy. Yeah. That's a really good aura.
She's like, oh my God. That's one of my favorite movies ever.
The movie's incredible.
Have we ever watched that movie together?
I don't think we have.
Shame. Okay, who's next?
Santana Lopez.
Santana. 1, 2, 3, red.
Purple. Red is a better one. I agree with you. I panicked. Blaine Anderson. One, two, three,
red. Purple? I don't know any colors. I'm bad at reading auras.
Will Schuster. One, two, three,
green.
Brown.
Oh, that's
did
better.
Did you say green?
I did.
Joe Hart. One, two, three,
no color.
Roy Flanagan.
One, two, three, green. Wait, who have we missed?
Puck.
Oh, Puck.
Oh my gosh, what is Puck? I got it.
1, 2, 3, brown.
Orange.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, Britney S. Pierce.
1, 2, 3, pink. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Emma Pillsbury.
1, 2, 3, yellow.
Did you say yellow?
I did.
Oh, heck yeah,
did
good for us.
Did you say yellow?
I did.
I know you did.
Sugar Mata.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, purple.
Pink. Oh, purple's also good.
Close, yeah.
Are we missing any big ones?
Mike?
Sue.
Okay, Sue.
Sue.
Well, I mean, one, two, three, red.
Scarlet.
Look at you. You're trying to be fun. who did I say? Mike.
Oh, Mike Chang. Go.
1, 2, 3, blue.
Purple. Blue's good.
Purple's fine.
Purple's okay.
That's what I said for Tina.
Oh, it's because they're meant to be. They're purple and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Just trading off. Shoot.
Wow. Is there anyone?
I think that's like, I mean, we could do
what
like.
What color is my aura? Just kidding.
You're pink and black. We've talked about this before.
That's my aura, though?
I wouldn't say black. I would say more an indigo. You get to be the bonus color on the rainbow.
Thank you. Thank you. The bonus color. When did they add indigo? Rainbow theorists, let us know. this message was so fun. Are we forgetting anyone else? I don't think so. You are also, Halloween Kiss was, oh, what?
There's like a million.
Oh, yeah, we could do anyone.
Other characters, but I think we've done like all the heavy hitters.
Yeah, if you guys, because we are obviously the end all be all on color theory, especially on Glee. If you have any characters that we missed that you want to, Mercedes!
We're going to hell. We have to quit the podcast.
Okay.
Okay, Mercedes Jones.
She is so complex. Okay, I got one.
Okay. I feel like I keep saying the same thing.
I know. There's only like three colors. Swear to God.
Yeah, because what are we going to say? Like freaking chartreuse? Like, no, we're sticking to the big guns.
Well, I won't say that anymore. <I'm just kidding. laughs> I've got one.
Okay, let's go.
1, 2, 3. Sparkly. Purple.
Sparkly.
Yeah. Not a color. It's an aura.
But we were doing colors. We weren't doing auras.
Okay, fine. Well, then, what did you say?
I said purple.
Honestly, that's a good one.
I feel red too, but I was like, we've said that
so many
times. I was thinking
red too, and I was like, I shouldn't just give all the strong women red.
Exactly. I was like, anytime someone has a strong personality, red.
I know. Especially like, I gave it to Sue, I gave it to Rachel, I gave it to Santana. Katie, thank you so much for this message. It was so fun. Up next, we have a message from Kathara.
Hi, Ian and LPC. I haven't listened to your episode yet, but I just finished watching Adaptability. So as y'all discussed before, Charlie made a poor choice in the past by taking Mario's cane. I am not defending that choice at all. As you probably discussed in this week's podcast, Charlie did not take direction well at the sexuality video shoot and was pretty unprofessional in the vocal booth. I'm not defending that either. I'm here to defend my man Charlie at the Adaptability photo shoot. He made a character choice that I think came off really well on camera. He stood out to me as far as acting goes this week. I obviously don't know what all happened behind the scenes, but Zach and Robert kept saying he was making the video about him, but in my opinion, the narrative should have been that everybody else needs to be on Charlie's level. My biggest problem is that Ryan and co. continuously preach about showing what character the contestants can bring to the show, and Charlie seems to be the most capable of doing exactly that. He is handing the writers characters on a silver platter. It feels like if Zach and Robert talked to Charlie, they may have understood better why he stood out so much. I wasn't a Charlie stan at the beginning of this, but I think he has so much talent and vision and seems to be the most versatile contestant on the show right now. Plus, his talking heads are comedy gold. What do you guys think? As professional actors, did you agree with Zach and Robert? Am I understanding the dynamics of acting in a group? Love you guys. Here's some consensual forehead kisses. XOXO, Kithara, she, her.
This is a great question, and it really has made me... It's a thinker. Mm-hmm. It's a thinker. And I don't even know that I have the full answer to it, but I have like my own opinion about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's just like a case-by-case scenario. I think the big question is, which like you said, Kithara, we don't see the stuff that happens. The big question is if Charlie was getting notes about it that he was negating.
Yes.
Because if it was like, they were kind of like, hey, Charlie, you're pulling focus. Can you knock it off? And he didn't.
Yeah.
Then I understand why it was such a big issue.
I wonder if they
But we
did.
Don't have evidence that that did or did not happen. Yeah. So it's a little like...
Yeah. And in terms of like acting in a group, and especially like, I don't know, like a music video where it's also so compact, I understand where they're coming from, where they're like, you kind of have to be like a part of a whole. But I also see where Kithara is coming from, where it's like, I've seen them praise other people for doing very similar things. And it's interesting. It's really crazy. It's really case by case, where it's like, you want to stand out. And like we said in the episode, we talked about how I gotta catch my train. What's that? What did I say? What did we say in the episode? I don't remember. Has this ever happened to you?
Yes.
Where you're fully speaking and then it goes,
And it goes, boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, break it down. Fudge. Well, like, do we just wait for me to think of it? Do we move
on? Do you
on?
Think you can find it?
I don't know.
I don't remember what we said in the episode.
I don't remember.
So I have no help here.
Well, like I said in the episode.
Like we said in the episode,
go
Kithara.
Back and listen to it.
Go do your research.
No. I don't remember. I don't remember, you guys. Why do I have a podcast? I'm not good at this.
You're great at it.
Oh, anyway.
You
keep talking and then I will.
I just truly
on.
Like, you know, we don't know. Because I have been in shows where... What
oh, I remember.
Go. Yes.
Okay. So they want people to stand out, but they don't want people to fall behind. So there's that really interesting line that you have to toe of like being interested in listening and adding to the group, but also not falling behind. And that is just something that like you kind of have to like learn where the line is when you get there, like what the vibe is. You have to learn. I don't know, but you and me are like classic scenarios of like people who are always making, making stories in the background.
Yeah, and I like pulling focus.
Yeah.
It has to be like, let's chill out.
Totally. Like I frankly, I'm a mega bitch in the ensemble. I'm always making up stories in the background, blowing kisses at random people.
One time, Lena and I were in a concert where we had to sing backup for Trouble from The Music Man.
Oh!
Like, literally...
This was it.
We were
this is
just
a great
hired
example.
To do the, like, our children's children gonna have trouble, 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 while, like, Harold Hill did the whole song.
Yeah.
That's all we
That's
were
That's all
for.
We were doing. Well, we had other things going on, but this song,
But we had a whole storyline that, like, we were married. We picked another guy who was backup, that he was our son. We kept doing all these things where we would,
we'd,
like
hold him
to
really
each
close.
Other. And when it's, like, words, like, swell. And Lena would look at me and be like, he said that this morning. And then, like, as they were talking about, like, the billiard room, I would, like, cover his ears.
Yes.
And we were major pulling focus.
See, so maybe we're not the, like, end all be all on this kind of stuff because we're freaking brats. But I don't know. That's hard. And it's also like, I'm sure so many times, and we said this in the episode, that Charlie has been probably like very much praised for his initiative and like making up stories. And that's all you want from an ensemble member. And you want to, and when in theater, especially, you want to pull people back. You always want to be pulling people back rather than like telling them to do more. So I don't know. It's really hard.
Yeah. I think the big question is what happened that didn't make it into the episode?
Mm-hmm.
What conversations were or weren't had with Charlie? Because, I mean, in fairness to us, no one
in like the production team of that concert was like Lian and Ina. Wow, and Ina. Who am I, Kathara? Or was
well,
it Katie?
Well, no, it was
that?
Katie.
It was Katie. Who am I, Katie? But Noam was like, Lena and Ian, like you're doing a little much.
Yeah,
and
it
was
like, kind of like, down.
I want you to act more. So we were both like, we're doing a great job.
And like, if you look at photos from the concert, everyone was kind of doing that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun.
But yeah, so it is like very case by case. Like I have been in shows where it's very much like I want all of you ensemble members to have an individual character and individual stories. Yes. And I've been in other shows where it's very much like you have a unified goal. Mm-hmm. You're essentially like, at least in this scene, you're just here to kind of fill out the stage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we were in Pirates, our director called it passing the food, mm-hmm. where she was like, it's not your turn. It's your turn to like watch and like be there to like pass it along. Like pass along the attention, the energy, all that kind of stuff. And that was
like help the audience follow the story instead of distracting them with a side story.
Yeah. Yeah. Pirates was crazy. You put Ian and I in a show together and we're in the background like, hey.
We're in the background whispering to each other, how are we as virgins supposed to follow that?
Gosh, this summer was so fun, you guys. Anyway, Kathara, lots to think about. If you guys have thoughts on this that you want to share with us, I would love to hear about them. Kathara, thank you for your question. I hope, I don't know, we probably didn't answer anything, but. It's complicated.
But Charlie's aura is one, two, three, light blue. Shoot.
I guess we're
disagreement. Stalemate.
Anyway, Kathara, thank you so much. Up next, we have a message from Danae.
Hey, Ian and LPC. I think the thing that strikes me about sexuality as a central theme is that it feels like a weird requirement for the contestants to have. I think a theme like danceability works better, since whoever wins will dance on the show, even if they're not a great dancer. And a theme like adaptability also works well, because the production of Glee episodes was often very hectic, and the winner needed to be able to step into the process quite easily without halting the pace too much. But sexuality is a lot more specific, and the way they apply it feels a lot less connected to the show. Of course, there is sexuality on Glee, but it's a lot less just grind on every person you see, and a lot more, there is some extra hip swing in this choreography. I just feel like if you want to handle a theme like this, the season one approach works a lot better. The one-on-one scenes in that episode led to the actors dealing with intimacy in a way that could actually happen on the show. Anyway, my main reason for wanting to message you is because I wanted to hear your thoughts on my favorite part of these two episodes, Nelly talking about how Milkshake is actually about selling milkshakes. And then when someone asks her what the line, I can teach you, but I'll have to charge means, she talks about how when you teach someone else how to make milkshakes, you won't turn a profit anymore. So you have to at least charge the teaching process. I swear I love Nelly so much it makes me look stupid. Congrats on both making your way to New York. I'm confident that wonderful things lie ahead for both of you. Danae, she, her. I remember when I first learned what the song Milkshake was about. And it was because, like, I had thought that maybe it was about that, but I was at, like, a very young, very naive age. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no one would make a song that was, like, that obviously sexual and, like, objectifying. So I was like, it can't be about that. It has to be about actual milkshakes.
Interesting.
And then someone was like, oh, no, the music video is full on just women shimmying the whole time. And I was like, oh.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
I don't think I have that with any song. I was pretty hip when I was, not to say hip, but like I kind of caught on to that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. I remember, this is a terrible story. I was very obsessed with the song My Humps as a child. It's got a great beat.
True.
I'm kidding. Great to walk to school fair. Too. Right? And I remember I had my dad buy it for me, but you had to buy it in like the Black Eyed Peas like album.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I just got to make sure the song I like is on it. Yeah, it's there.
Don't ask me which one.
And he's like, which one? I don't even think he asked, but I, you know, but I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I don't remember. That album was good though. Anyway, Black Eyed Peas. No, for real. I remember my first interaction with Milkshake ever was in Mean Girls.
Because Regina's little sister dances to it. Mm-hmm. God, that movie is so good.
And I remember I think I must have watched it on like TV first, because I remember for a long time it was blurred. Like her TV screen that she was like watching was blurred.
Oh, like the whole screen was blurred?
Yes. Okay. So she was just standing there watching just a blurred screen. And so I still couldn't even tell you what's happening in the music video at all, because I think of a blurred screen when I think of it.
I think she might be fully watching Girls Gone Wild.
I know that she is. I don't know if it's even a music video. I think there's, because in the scene where they come into the house, Katie's in the house, then it's Milkshake. But when it's just Regina on the phone, see, it's your favorite movie. It's Regina on the phone, then it's Girls Gone Wild.
I've never seen it.
And that was definitely blurred on my TV. Oh my gosh. No, I love that moment so much. I think Nelly is the shit. I think she's so awesome.
On to the sexuality theme, Danae, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think the one-on-one stuff in season one made so much more sense, because it wasn't like, are you able to like simulate having sex on Glee, a thing that you probably will never do, considering it's about teenagers and it's airing television on Fox. Yeah. Instead, it was like, are you able to like have chemistry with someone on camera, and are you comfortable like touching them? And not like, you know, touching them anywhere inappropriate, but just like touching them in a...
like a sensual shoulder touch.
Like in a sensual way. And that was like, oh, I see that happen on Glee all the time. Never have my eyes beheld anything like moves like Jagger's like Milkshake on Glee.
Not at all. And even in like overtly sexual scenes, it's never like that.
Yeah, because it's usually like tongue... like Push It is very tongue-in-cheek. Yeah,
and even like a Virgin is more, I would... like, it is sexual, certainly, but it's more like choreographed and like sweet.
Yeah, it's like musical theater sexual.
Yes, it's like there's an elevation to it that's like,
yeah.
It's never like the orgies that they make these teenagers go through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, truly. That week was wild.
Yeah. And like moves like Jagger / you know, Milkshake, what were we talking about? Is just, I can't even imagine that on Glee. Anyway, and yes, and I see why they would maybe want it, but I totally agree, Danae, like danceability, adaptability make way more sense as a weekly thing. Mm-hmm. Like, why not romanceability? You know what I mean?
They have a romanceability. Oh.
Charlene.
No, there is an episode called Romance.
No way, Jose. Yes. Oh, I'm excited.
We're covering it not this week, but next week.
I'm excited. Well, listen, I have done minimal research on this season because I want to be surprised.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it before. Anyway, Danae, agree? Do you have any more to say?
Not really, no.
Thank you for your message. I really appreciate it. That is your minisode, you guys.
Heck yeah. Here we are. If... we're covering the next two episodes of the Glee Project on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They are theatricality and the one before theatricality. What's the one before theatricality?
It's not. Is it adaptability?
Fearlessness. Fearlessness and theatricality is what we're covering on Wednesday.
Good group of episodes.
If you have thoughts about those episodes, send them to us to recoveringgleek@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. If you want to follow us on our social medias, I wish you would. We are at recoveringgleek_podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And then on Twitter, we're at recoveringgleek.
If you want other people to find our podcast so they can be like Katie and just... type Glee into Apple Podcasts and find us.
Yeah.
Go on Apple Podcasts, rate and review us. I have done that same thing a million times where I'm obsessed with a TV show and I just need to hear people talking about it.
Like, I need to type it in. I love when people like are like, I need to have a discussion about this, and then go find a podcast of people having a discussion that sounds just like their discussion, like that. And when people say that they find that in our podcast, that fills me with a joy that I could never, ever put into words.
It is a high honor. So all those closeted Gleeks who don't have any friends to talk about the show with, help them find the show. Rate and review, please.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, we love you guys. Have an awesome rest of your week. I hope this week you find like $10 on the ground and then $20 in like a purse somewhere or a wallet somewhere. Do you ever do that? I love that.
Oh, like it's your own purse.
Yeah. Wallet. Oh, no, not someone else's. Oh, my God. No, but when I was moving, I found like...
do not encourage them to
move. No. I found like 60 of my own dollars just like lying around. And I was like, God, I'm so rich.
Yeah.
I hope that happens to you. Anyway, love you guys. Here's a mini kiss on your mini forehead.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review and tell your friends, please.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.